Moving on to our next story now, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has branded the U.S. president's policies towards Europe as irritating. Maas said that Donald Trump annoys the European countries by describing them as an enemy of the United States or calling NATO into question. He also slammed Trump's tariffs on European products as absurd. The top German diplomat called on the EU to develop a common foreign and security policy as well as a defense union. Earlier in the day, France also urged the EU to stop relying on the U.S. for its security.
Europe can no longer rely solely on the United States for its security. It is up to us today to take up our responsibilities and guarantee European security and consequently European sovereignty.
The French President Emmanuel Macron said that he will put forward new proposals for the EU to boost its security. He added that the bloc needs to take new initiatives and build new alliances. According to Macron, France intends to launch an exhaustive review of its security with all of its European partners as well as Russia. The U.S. under Trump has distanced itself from the traditional NATO allies. Trump claims that they have long been taking advantage of Washington economically.
L'Europe ne peut plus remettre.
Europe can no longer.
Now to discuss that more, we're joined by political commentator Jason Unruh from Ontario. Thank you very much, Mr. Unruh, once again for joining us on Press TV. Now, what is your take on this situation? Of course, in the previous item, I'm not sure if you were listening or not, we also heard that the U.S. is, in a way that was described by a U.S. congressman, choosing Tehran over Washington, which basically shows that Europe is trying to distance itself from Washington, is trying to be more independent. And now regarding security issues, we've also heard Emmanuel Macron and the German foreign minister talking about opening new financial channels to be independent from SWIFT. How serious do you think these things are? Is it just political talk?
I think these are actually fairly serious. I think that much of Europe is getting very tired of the way Donald Trump is doing business inside the United States. They're very tired of being told who they're allowed to have trade deals with. The withdrawal from the JCPOA was something a lot of people spent a lot of time and energy putting together, only to be simply sabotaged by someone new walking into the White House simply because they want what they want without any regard to the political consequences of his actions or to the consequences of the global economy. It seems that a lot of the countries, the ones that have traditionally been allies of the United States, like Germany, are really frankly fed up with the way he's doing business. So I think that Germany seeking these kinds of ties and looking for new alliances away from the United States are a natural result of that. I mean, Germany is under no obligation to just simply sabotage all of its work just because the United States says so. I mean, Germany has the right to trade with whoever they're willing to trade with, and the U.S. has no right to say who they should trade with. But the thing is, there seems to be some kind of a difference in policy opinion between Angela Merkel and the foreign minister. The foreign minister is taking a much tougher stance, saying that perhaps NATO is not something we really need to be a part of anymore. Maybe we should concentrate on doing our own defense instead of it simply being subordinated to, frankly, an out-of-date organization that's merely a policy output for U.S. Foreign policy, particularly with regards to defending the now ailing U.S. empire. So, and Angela Merkel, on the other hand, seems to want to continue that relationship with the United States. I think that this represents possibly a divide in the country of how to proceed at this point. How powerful each particular side is in this situation, I'm not entirely certain, but I think it certainly does show that not everyone in the Merkel government is entirely on the side with her, and there seems to be a difference of idea. I wouldn't be surprised if this had a lot to do with the fact that the foreign minister had to deal with the United States on a different level than Angela Merkel has to. So I think that in this situation, I think we're seeing a lot of the European allies who have been harmed by a lot of the tariffs the United States has put out against them on completely spurious grounds. There's somehow the idea that what they export to the U.S. is a security threat is just simply nonsense. It wasn't a security threat for, you know, the entire time that it's existed, but all of a sudden it is now. So I think that with the loss of that trade and Trump being so irresponsible with it and taking such a needlessly aggressive stance to undermine the interests of these European countries, well, they're going to try to make up for that lack of trade somewhere else. And I think that there's a lot of resentment towards the United States for that. Things were going relatively well as, you know, international politics ever really does. And Trump has just taken this completely bull in a china shop kind of stance towards all of it. And it's just completely wrecked everything that a lot of people spent, you know, time putting together.
Thank you very much to Mr. Jason Unruh once again for joining us on Press TV. Your comments are appreciated, sir.